Well, has he become the Prime Minister who broke the nation's heart, at the least the hearts of the ardent Republicans? As we were just discussing with Greg Hunt, Malcolm Turnbull has played down the impact of the political consensus that's emerged for another referendum on an Australian head of state.
I am a passionate advocate or passionate supporter of a republic, but referendums are very, very hard to win. And you've got to make sure that you get the timing right. And I think the next big watershed event, when people will say, hey, yeah, this is something we really should focus our minds on, will be after the end of the Queen's reign. Now, that's my opinion, but time will tell. If you get a sense of real momentum in favour of this change, then everyone will know, and politicians on both sides of the debate will say, hey, yes, the people have got to be given their say.
The Prime Minister speaking on the project last night. Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Well, Malcolm Turnbull says there's no real momentum in favour of change and he's not interested in leading the country to another heroic defeat. Does this present any kind of credibility problem for a Prime Minister who was once the leader of the Republic movement? You know, is it another example of him being at, denying his own values so he's not at odds with the Conservatives in the coalition, or is this something completely different?
I don't think it represents a serious credibility problem. He says he's still committed to the Republican cause. It does show his pragmatism, that he doesn't think there's momentum there for it at the moment. And I think that is a reasonable judgment. Yes, we had the statement the other day of almost all state and territory leaders supporting a republic, but notably that declaration did not go to the question of timing. And I think that that is a very important thing. Malcolm Turnbull's right that it's very difficult to get referendums through, and you wouldn't want another defeat on this. Also, we've got the Indigenous referendum, which still has to be dealt with. That is going to be a major challenge, and I think that to put a republic on the before the people anytime soon would really be courting possible disaster.
Michelle, Federal Cabinet meets tomorrow for the first time this year. The Financial Review is reporting that workplace changes will be on the agenda, including perhaps the notion of adopting enterprise contracts for businesses with more than 20 employees. The Turnbull government finally having to make some pretty tough decisions here, decisions that the Abbott government avoided.
Yes, it does. And workplace relations is a particularly difficult area. There's a lot of pressure from its own constituency in the business community to make more changes to be robust in this area. On the other hand, it is open to a scare campaign from Labor, and I think it's got its hands full, more than full, overflowing on the tax front, and that's going to be a very hard agenda to pursue. So if it was exposing itself on two fronts to scare campaigns and attacks, then it would have really difficult prospects of getting much done. So I think it'll be, in the end, reasonably cautious, very cautious perhaps, on the workplace front.
Mm, and just very briefly, Michelle, we're nearly out of time, but Tony Abbott is going to address this Christian lobby group, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Malcolm Turnbull's defended Tony Abbott's right to basically speak as he likes without reprimand in this case. Do you have any view on whether Tony Abbott should be addressing a group like this?
I think it is entirely up to him, but remember, it's his own credibility is at stake in the way he behaves over the next few months. So if he's seen to really be either disruptive or too extreme in his own views, then I think it'll be his reputation that suffers, and that'll be pretty unfortunate for him.
Michelle, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan, she's from the Conversation website, and she's also from Canberra University.